Today is May 17th, 2014, and I'm interviewing
Connie McIntosh,
my cousin, and we're checking out her point of view of how she survived throughout the Civil Rights Movement. My first question is, when were you born?
April 1959.
And how old are you now?
55.
Okay, so where were you born?
Philadelphia.
How was life growing up with racism and the Civil Rights Movement?
Well, during the Civil Rights Movement, when the movement was really going on, I was only the age of 7 when this was happening. So I did live through it, and my father marched to help with the movement.
Okay. So you say your father helped with the movement. How did he help, and what about your mother?
My mother worked.
Okay.
My father marched with it. He marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. He marched with the movements, Malcolm X,
okay,
and so forth.
Was your father in any like group activities throughout this? Well, you said he marched with Malcolm X.
We did a lot of protesting,
okay,
of racism.
So he was in the Black Panthers.
Right. He was in the Black Panthers. He did a lot of marching against racism, voting rights, and for non-discrimination of different race, colors, and origins.
All right, so you say your father was part of it. Were you ever involved in the civil rights movement?
Just a child of it.
Okay. So based on your past, would you change anything that dealt with the civil rights movement? If you were ever involved, would you change anything?
No, not really. I think the civil rights movement was a good thing. Most of it was nonviolent. There was a little violence during that time, but not a lot.
Okay. Because you're African American, were you treated differently or talked about?
Yes, most of the time. Names like Piccaninny and different things. I was removed from the home because, you know, they said my parents didn't make enough money. There was different things going on in my life that affected my life as a child in that movement.
So you became a foster child, basically?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You're African American. Would you ever change your skin color for anything, or are you proud to be African American?
I'm proud to be whoever I am.
Okay. You say you were discriminated. So were you ever discriminated in school or work or anywhere else?
Oh yeah, school. A lot of times we weren't allowed to sit with the Caucasian children.
Okay.
At work, I did private care, so a lot of them were what you call stuck in their ways.
Okay.
The Caucasians, and I've been called names like big fat black
B-word.
Bastards, or a unlimited amount of names that were discriminating.
Okay. I want to go back to the question, to the statement when you said that you were a foster child. Did you ever at any time go back to your foster care, the foster parents, or did you enjoy becoming, did they treat you right as a foster child?
Well, I was in many of them. There was only one couple, and believe it or not, they were Caucasian, that cared for me the best. But when I went back to find them, I couldn't find them anymore.
Okay. Well, it's at least good that you try to go back and find them. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How are things with racism change over time? Well, how did racism change over time?
Oh, it changed a lot. We can vote. We can work freely. Your life is not dictated.
Okay.
You can share restaurants. There's a lot of things you can do now that you definitely could not do. Look at the interracial couples. Okay. You could not do that at all.
How is education? And yeah.
How was education during the movement?
Yeah. For African Americans.
They didn't want you to learn, but our parents were pretty smart, so if you didn't learn in school, you learned at home.
Okay. Or did you, like, learn based on the surroundings around you? Like,
we were taught a lot about the movement, civil rights movement. And that's one thing they don't do a lot in school now. But we had Black history, and we were taught a whole lot. There were many different African Americans that made life a lot better. For example, Rosa Parks, mm-hmm. Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. Malcolm X,
yes.
Eli Whitney.
Yes.
All of them has contributed to the Black race and the way we live now.
Okay. Did you have any, family members that, before you, are your family members born and lived in Philadelphia, or did they ever
live in one? No, my grandmom was born in Mississippi.
Okay, so yeah,
her mother was a slave.
Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all migrated from Mississippi to Philadelphia, and that's where
from Mississippi, from Georgia,
okay.
Virginia.
So I moved from the south over to the east into Philadelphia.
Some of my grandmother's sisters and brothers.
Okay.
There was nine of them. So I think six of them came to different parts like New York, Philadelphia, Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did come from south and move north.
Okay. Do you believe that life living in the U.S. is easier now or similar? Or different from.
It's a lot easier. They're trying to change it. You know, it's all politics.
Okay.
But life is a lot easier than it was then.
So, do you have, any concern about how things are going to turn out? Do you think racism will ever come back, or how things were in the past?
Not if our young African Americans believe in what they can achieve and keep their heads up. They can make it.
So you had a long life, a long...
long, hard life.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Okay.
The children young, and I'm only 55. I'm a grandmother of 24.
Okay.
But my life is better, a whole lot better. Foster care make you, I don't know, I was a little angry because I wanted to know my family. I was late learning who my family was, but by then I was raising my own, so.
So how long were you in foster care?
Oh, wow, I was in foster care from the age of, I would say about 5. Until I was 13. But before that, my godparents was trying to raise me because they wanted to remove me from the house. So the godparents stepped in.
Okay. So it was good to see your point of view and how you went through this arrest, how life was in your eyes. So. Thank you for letting me interview today, and hopefully we just keep looking forward and, not forget about the past, but learn from the past, basically.
Exactly, and I want to thank you for choosing me to be the one to give you my point of view.
No problem.
I hope it helps.
As long as I get an A in this class. All right, have a good day.
You too.
All right, thank you.